We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
By the way, one more little note here from Patriots practice. Tyquan Thornton was at practice. So apparently he's practicing today with the team. We were just seeing him kind of doing some drills with the wide receivers. So 21 days... It officially starts today. You have 21 days now to activate the guy. So, I don't know. Maybe he had a schedule. Could he come back next week? Week after? He's got to come. They got 21 days to activate him. So, hopefully he ends up coming back. I wanted to get... Do we have audio of Bill Belichick talking about practice? Now, we know it's raining outside. We know Sunday's going to be nice, right? So, I think they asked him about why he moved practice indoors.
It's going inside. Sorry, were you done? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I might have jumped the count there. Okay.
No, I didn't, you know, I'm glad you did. I was going to go into great depth about the quarterback situation, but since you've got another question about the practice location, let's go to that.
Okay. It sounds like you're scaling it back up, maybe a little more walkthrough today. How much is just going to overtime, the end of overtime part of that, or is it different factors?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of the quality of the last, you know, couple games. So, felt like just the best thing to do today.
Was it quantity or quantity of the last two games, or quality, like the?
Well, just overall, what's best for a football team? Let's put it that way. That's the bottom line.
Tied to quarterback at all? If you have to.
Overall, what's best for the football team? It's what it always is.
So, a good follow-up by Mike. Was it? Did you say that because of the quality of the last two football games, or moving inside?
Yeah. So then. Mike Reese clarified there, followed up saying quality or quantity?
Well, give me quantity.
Quantity of the last two games or quality, like the...
Well, just overall, what's best for a football team.
I mean, it can't be quantity. Like, how would that make sense?
How many
quantity.
Plays
you played
there?
Played two games last 2 weeks like you do every single week.
Three plays in overtime.
Right. So we played extra football.
Two runs and a pass.
So quality last 2 weeks, the reason why they're inside. Now, you know, listen, this has been Bill speaking. You know, we always talk about like things he said in the past. You know, you come back and you kind of revisit him. He always talks about why it's great when you get weather like this to play outside. You know, because you can't play in the weather. And if you have opportunities to practice in the rain, there's going to be rain games here throughout the year, then you take advantage of those days. But yet today he's like, no, we're not going to. It's going to be sunny on Sunday, so we want to practice indoors?
Yeah, okay, so here's what I have learned when it comes to whether or not they're practicing inside. So yeah, of course, like sometimes, you know, we're just going to practice outside, but if it is rainy and windy and nasty outside, usually the practices are worse. Guys are slipping around. They're not as focused. It's just not a great environment to practice. If it's going to be sunny and decently a nice fall day on Sunday, though, he wants the most, you know, he wants the best, you know, circumstances for practice. He wants a dry field. He wants a fast track because that's what it's going to be like on Sunday. So why should I go out and practice and have the ball flop all over the ground, have to redo plays because people are, you know, can't hold on to the football?
Yeah, but you know what his answer would be? Well, next week we might play in the rain. And if I get an opportunity to practice in the rain, it might help me next week. That's the answer he's given in the past.
Okay, but his answer also might be, that's next week. This week we're focused on
I think this is 100% focused on.
I mean,
there's certain reasons why.
Any billism.
You practice outside. We've practiced outside in crappy weather because of a punishment. Legit punishment.
Yeah.
You suck. I'm going to make you practice in the rain, even though it was terrible. To get ready for the environment. Practice in the stadium the same way. But if it's going to be nice, I don't think he wants anything to do. I think he wants his young quarterback to have the best environment. So why would I put my quarterback and have him practice with crappy weather, waste a rep because someone slips or falls down?
See, I agree. If it was Mac Jones, I think they're outside. If they're Mac Jones, because they would say it's supposed to be nice on Sunday. Why are you practicing today? And he would give you that answer I just gave you, because I've heard it before. Well, it's nice this Sunday, but, you know, can't predict the weather. It could rain next week. We take advantage of it and practice in this crappy weather. But because it's Bailey Zappe, he doesn't want the young rookie in his first week preparing to be a starter throwing the ball all over the place and losing confidence.
Well, and just losing, you know, learning opportunities. Okay, you run the play. This guy slips. It's sometimes it's better to have a, you know, great conditions in order to get the best out of the practice.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, there's obviously opportunities, you know, no matter what, we're going outside today. Yeah. And then the next day they would go inside. Mm. So at least you have one opportunity to practice when it's cold.
So I wanted to ask you guys this because I feel like it's a more victory week, right? We talked about that Monday and Tuesday.
Week.
Yeah, it's a more victory week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before we move on to Detroit. So Kvorea hates it. He hates the idea of the moral victory. Yep. It's a loser mentality. A year ago today, after week four, we came in on a Monday when the Patriots lost 19-17 to the Tampa Bay Bucks. And that was a moral victory Monday, losing the Tampa Bay Bucks at home, 19-7. They just won the Super Bowl. It's Tom Brady coming home. He didn't play great. Your defense looked good against him. So last year, after week four, both moral victory Mondays, both years, 1-3. Do you feel better or worse about this 1-3 football team than you did last year's?
You want me to start?
Go ahead.
All right. I feel better.
What?
I feel better.
Wait, you changed your mind. Why do you feel better?
Because I broke it down. I took some notes.
All right.
I was trying to put myself in the place I was after week four of last year. Last year. After that Bucks game, which, by the way, like at that point that we were in the season, it already felt like we had gone through like the season because everything was leading up to that Tom Brady showdown. I think we all forget like the hangover we had after that all. Like, oh my God. When I look back, your team last year looked way worse against the Saints than you did against any of these teams so far. I think you've played significantly stronger teams so far this season than you did compared to this stretch last year, where you gave up the first game, you coughed it up to the Dolphins, you stomped the Jets, which didn't mean anything. They were horrible. You looked really bad against the Saints. And then you lost to the Bucks. You stayed tight with it, and that was a really unusual game with really unusual emotional circumstances, and I'm sure that Bill Belichick game-planned the hell out of it. And now when I look ahead, I feel better because the fatty part of your season, at least on its face, looks a lot kinder than last year's middle section where you were able to make that run. Now, you caught some breaks with injuries on other teams and like Tennessee last year, and that stuff came a little further. I'm looking at the next six games. So this year you go Lions, Browns, Bears, Jets, Colts, who might be good, might be kind of in the same plane that you are, if not better, and then Jets. Last year, you ran through the Texans, who you almost lost to. Mm-hmm. You had to come back against with your man, Davis Mills, Periscope idol. Then you had the Cowboys, who that was like the truest moral victory to me. That felt very similar to Sunday's game. Then you had the Jets, who, of course, layup last year.
But I'm
Chargers,
but after week
who are
four,
a lot tougher.
I get it, but after week
Panthers
four,
and Browns.
You felt better about this team.
You're saying, how do I feel? Yeah, I feel better about this team now than I did at this time last year.
See, I can't. I mean, first off, your starting quarterback is down. See, last year, that 1-3 start, I would agree. You coughed up the game against the Dolphins, all that stuff. And there's more victory after Tampa Bay. But you still had a young quarterback that you sat there and didn't know much about. And you said, okay, we're going to learn more. And your hope was that he's going to get better. You still had all these high-priced free agents that you were still excited about at that time. Remember, before that New Orleans game, Jonnu Smith was better than Hunter Henry the first two, but you had Aguilar, and I could see what he is. You had Bourne. You had these two tight ends. You had two good young running backs. You had Matthew Judon was sacking everybody. And as much as that 1-3 start didn't feel good, you still felt like, okay, I'm still trying to figure out what they are. And more importantly, I'm going to see what this kid looks like. This year, does anybody want to see what Bailey Zappe looks like?
You said the other day that you did.
No, I'm
you
just...
You said you were intrigued to watch Bailey
Zappe
for the
as
next
a fan,
6 weeks.
I absolutely 100% am. But as far as chances of winning football games, like, I'll be entertained by Zappe, but I was more entertained watching a young quarterback, Mac Jones, that went 15th overall than this kid. Like, I don't have the same optimism, you know, or same intrigue or thinking they could turn it around with this team like that last year's team. I don't know how I could feel better about this year's team than last year's team.
I mean, there's so many other, just offensive standpoint, you had a very important, smart, established, offensive coordinator like in Josh McDaniels, like you had that guy running your offense. So right off the bat, you're in a better position. I just felt like your offensive line was better. They were more motivated. Like Isaiah Wynn was still playing left tackle. He wasn't all upset. You didn't have a rookie playing left guard. I mean, so there were so many different – you still had Hightower, you still had Jamie Collins, you had all these linebackers that were basically in their last year. There were so many different reasons why last year I felt better about. This year, 100% worse.
Well, let me ask, because I'm curious, Patriot fans, do you feel better about this year's team, 1-3, or last year's team, 1-3? 617-779-7937.
Can I get a little backup here?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Since it's, you know – 2-1 right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm calling in a little backup.
You phoning a friend?
Yes. Boomer Esiason. He just looked at the. He's like, what? Tyler.
I look for
Tyler's
the red light.
Tyler chiming in. Boomer Esiason was on the Greg Hill show, and he's got my back on this. Okay. Let's hear him.
I do look at their next five opponents, and they can beat each of these five opponents with Bailey Zappe as quarterback. Because I do believe that they can run the ball. They can play really solid defense. You know, you're talking about, I guess, Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, the Jets, and the Colts. And I don't. Each of those teams has their own sets of issues. And the interesting thing, next Sunday when they play Detroit, they'll be playing the worst defense in the NFL. I would think Bailey Zappe is going to be under center until Mac Jones comes back.
Okay, so I feel like you were in the same. You were a better team last year at this time. You're a better team. You had more better veterans. You had more established players. You had even you guys had all these free agents. You knew eventually they were going to figure it out.
And but
you
had they didn't.
Okay, they didn't. We're not talking about the end of the year.
I
so
know.
Hunter Henry
it's
figured
like,
it out.
Which you may have felt better. Week, you said you knew
at,
they were going to
when you were
1-3,
week
you,
four.
And you also had you were also looking at the same type of scenario as we are now with the teams. Like, you're looking at the teams that you were going to play. You're like, okay, that's a win. Rookie quarterback, rookie coach.
We didn't feel that way last year. We looked at this and we said, I would say media looked at this and said, Cowboys, that's legit.
Chargers,
that's going to be legit.
It beat up on the Chargers.
Browns, like, at the time.
Disaster.
I'm saying when we were in week four. You're looking at this all in hindsight. And that's why this exercise is impossible.
I'm not looking. No, you're just trying to use this as a way to, like, to defend
I'm just trying
your,
to find
choice,
out, like,
which is, it is, it's not an argument. Like,
I really
just
believe Bill
feel.
Wants to win a lot of games this year.
He was very positive. But I'm just talking about, like, rather like the road ahead. I'm just talking about your football team after week four.
Well, I can't separate the team from the situation that they're in. If you're asking me how I feel about the team, it's based on the schedule, what they're seeing in the next
based
six
on
weeks.
Moving forward, what their schedule is.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'd be more concerned about it because, you know, I actually think this is an awful time because I forget who it was. Somebody wrote it in the Globe today. They said, like, you know, if you have a quarterback problem, you got to go with the third string quarterback. Now is a good time to do it, given your stretch that you're in. I think it's an awful time for this to happen. Because these are the games you're supposed to win. If anything, I would rather have a third-string quarterback going up against Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. Or later on in the year, going through a tough stretch, you know, in games that I don't, you know, in Buffalo. Like, okay, because with Mac or without Mac, you're not going to beat the Bills. So let's have a backup quarterback there. I don't want a backup with these four, five, six games coming up that you should be winning. You should be, you know, if you're a good football team, taking four or five of these games. I think now is actually a worse time to have a backup quarterback in charge of this organization for a while.
So here's the question, right? I think it's as simple as this. Did you think they were, after the first four games of the season, did you still think they were a playoff team?
Last year?
Yeah.
No.
I did.
I did.
I thought last year's team was a playoff team.
I didn't think that they were a playoff team until,
yeah,
until they started stacking a couple wins.
Yeah,
I really didn't. I didn't. I thought that it was just a developmental year.
No, I didn't see it that way. I don't think this team is a playoff team. Like, now, before the season started.
Year.
Last year, but it shouldn't be. Like, this year, this is the year you should be, like, playoff team. Injuries out of your control, development, coaching issues, development issues. Last year, I thought they were a playoff team. Even though they were 1-3, I was like, okay, they're going to figure this out. They have a lot of good players. They have a really good coaching staff. They had a really good coaching staff. All those guys are still there. Like, just by the fact that Josh is gone, his quarterback coach is gone, and you have just a whole new setup. Just off the bat, it's a worse situation.
See,
for me.
If we're talking about last year, I didn't have any expectations of anything in playoffs for this team. It probably until they won that Chargers game. And Mac didn't even look good in that Chargers game. That was like his worst performance in the season thus far in that game. So I'm just trying to put myself in the mindset I was last year. And I think I was just very skeptical of the team they were last year.
All right, let me go to the calls. Let's go to Jim in Melrose. Go ahead, Jim. You're on.
Hi, guys. I appreciate it. Mago's got the right idea, and she's kind of looking back on the year. Lou, not to pick on you, but I don't think you realize how pessimistic you can be and how much you were last year. You were talking about Belichick fighting for his job, and they were 1-3 with the 7-9 year before, the bad decision with Cam, and now you're saying, oh, I'm much more pessimistic than last year. It's like you couldn't have been much more pessimistic last year.
Jim, so, I told you they're going to win. Jim, hold on. Number one, I never called for his job. Number two, I told you they're going to win 10 games.
He was fighting for his job.
Nope, never said that. Nope, wrong guy. Never said he's fighting for his job.
Not wrong guy. You were saying that you thought that
I could be critical
whether or not he should continue to be their head coach in the future if they have a bad year.
No, never said that. You got the wrong show. I could be critical of him, and the minute I make any kind of criticism, that's where you probably take it. But Jim, I told you they were going to win 10 games last year.
You were more pessimistic this year than last year.
Yes, I think they're going to win 7 games, Jim. Like yes,
yeah,
and they
won 10.
I told you they're going to win 10. This year, I think they're going to win 7. That means more pessimistic about this year than last year. It's math.
I think you need to look back, but that's great. I'm glad.
Hey, good for you.
I have never called for Bill Belichick's job. Ever.
No, I don't think you have.
I have told you last year, the criticism was it looks like a poorly coached football team.
And they did. They had a ton of penalties.
And
up to that
they
point.
Did. Thank you, Mego. But people had lost their minds. It's Bill Belichick. Yeah, you know more than him. It was a poorly coached football team last year, the beginning of the season, probably the first 6, and the last 5. That's the most of the year.
They looked like they were going through some weird adjustments, I would say, at that time. Yeah. I was like, growing pains. Exactly. It looked like a bunch of guys in Patriots uniforms who hadn't played Patriots football. Yeah.
But I never called for Belichick's job, nor am I. I'm not now. I'm not now. I think he's just surrounding himself with poor coaches. Anthony, go ahead. Good, Bill. Anthony, you're on, buddy.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm just calling to back up my boy Christian on last year because I remember clearly him coming out of the Bucks game and saying, rattling off the next 6 wins, he said, yeah, we could beat the Browns. Well, you could beat the Browns. You could beat the Chargers. And I couldn't believe it. They actually did it. So, I mean, I remember him pretty much kind of backing up and saying that, yeah, they were a better team last year. And I do believe they're a better team last year as opposed to this year. This year, their offense looks like they don't have a clue what's going on half the time. So, yeah, that's my boy. That's my,
yeah, that's right, my boy Anthony right there.
I think he
makes you sound like an oracle. I remember what you
wrong,
said after that Bucks game, Christian.
I do think you came in on Monday and said you feel better about them. Was that you that said you feel like you're more convinced now?
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Oh, was that Wiggy?
I don't know. Now you're going to have to go back and down the hot tub time machine.
If the New England Patriots were a boat.
Just an analogy that you made around this time last year.
What was the analogy, though, if they were
both?
Hold on. Let me hear it. When was this from?
This is mid-October of last year.
Mid-October, maybe after they beat Houston or after they lost to Dallas?
I do remember what Anthony was saying. I think it was something to the effect of, you know, look at this schedule. They can win 5 out of the next 6.
Hold on. Before you play this,
yes.
let's take a guess.
Okay. Wait.
If the Patriots are a boat,
were
they the Titanic?
I bet this is what it's going to be. It's going to be something like there's a certain amount of holes, leaks in the boat, but they can get to the other side.
I can't wait because I don't know what this is.
Here's the thing. Me neither.
You don't remember?
No.
All right, let's hear the analogy last October.
If the New England Patriots were a boat and you were stuck in this boat.
Here we go.
And you know your boat has issues and it looks like it may sink, but you know what? You're proud of your boat. You built it and you put a lot of effort and time into it. Coast Guard boat comes by and says, hey, you know what? Seas are going to get rough. Your boat doesn't look that good. You should probably let me tow you in. Would you say yes, or would you take your chances and just the fact that you may die? Yeah.
No. I've been to 9 Super Bowls, and I've won all these things, and I can fix it.
No, you're screwed. So, I don't know. That's my analogy of the day.
So ask for help.
I don't think that's what I meant.
Rather than staying in the boat and letting it sink, watching it sink.
That sounded like an NFL Sunday show. Yeah. You guys could be talking about
that. Yeah, no, that was definitely NFL Sunday.
I think that was actually an excerpt from Sunday Morning Quarterback.
No, that was that was our Sunday pregame show.
No, you're screwed. So, I don't know. That's my analogy of the day.
All right, I like that. All right, listen, I'm curious to get more thoughts on you guys, whether how you feel about this 1-3 team. Better or worse than last year's 1-3 team? 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.